table it till right after the
Okay, we're going to go to public comments, then we will, we're tabling this. We'll start back with it when the public comment is over.
Do we have a list of the names of people who plan to say one thing tonight, but now that they've heard this, they'll say something different? We orchestrated this way. We knew we'd get right to here and then let public comment. Rick, do you want to bring that list up? Pat?
Sir?
Got it?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I've been informed that we are live streaming, so you might be a star of stage, maybe not screen, but maybe television. We have only three people who have put their name on the list. Is there anyone else who, and the names I have, oh wait, four. I have Sam, I have Monica Howland, I have Nancy Saibara Narutomi, and Pat Hartwell. Okay, we are committed to 30 minutes for this process, but of course, if people have said what they want to say and they are done, then that helps us to get back into an agenda that is quite long. So, but with it being four people, divided by 30 is 7.5 minutes apiece. Okay, so do we have a timekeeper?
I can do it.
Okay, Adriana will be the timekeeper.
How long?
7.5 minutes. But is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to speak? I will ask that after the four people have spoken. And if we can get back to the agenda, that would also be, I'm repeating myself. Sam, you're up. Speak loudly. There's no amplification, but you will be captured by that device, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so my name's Sam. Hi, if I haven't met you already, I'll meet you again at some point. A little background information on myself. I'm a published journalist. I've been an editor of a publication. My last article was about the donors who I think blocked medical cannabis from happening in Texas. That's on the Texas Cannabis Report. But anyway, I heard you guys talking about changing Open Journal to make it more political. And I beg to differ. Because on y'all's website, Open Journal is described as morning program featuring interviews, local music, a local calendar, and conversation. That sounds very feature, very soft news. Whereas KPFT News, award-winning news following local, state, and national stories important to your community. And the community part is what comes out to me, and that's more hard news. Things that our community wants to know about. So my input is that I agree with changing Open Journal to make it to where phone calls are a thing, like it used to be, but I don't agree with making Open Journal hard news. I think KPFT News should be hard news. And when I say hard news, I mean have a pool of independent journalists pulled from colleges doing stuff directly on our blog. As we get the journalists writing things to the blog, we can make them WordPress things. They can send it to the news editor, director, whomever. They can edit it, send it back. I don't think we should be reading from the Houston Chronicle or Yahoo or things of that nature. So my input is to change KPFT News back to hard news, local news, not Open News.
Thank you. We have a rule where we are not allowed to interact with you. I don't even know if it's a formal rule, but it's been a practice for years, so don't expect Q&A from the board. Monica Howland.
Yes. Okay. First of all, I'm
first of all, I'd like to congratulate you or thank you for the call or the show you did the other day. There were 10 of you, and I think there were 2 other board members. The call-in show, okay? Yeah. And I would like to see us go back to having a call-in show daily or at least weekly, okay? Call it what you want. Call it Open Journal, call it something else. Just have a show where people can call in and express their opinions. Now, having said that, I also am not in favor of dictating to Dwayne and Marlo how they run their show. Let them run it the way they want. Keep it at that time slot or put it another one. Just, you know, let them have their show, but let us have a truly Open Journal call-in show at some time slot. Again, maybe not every day, maybe just once a week. But let's have a show like you did. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Let's have a show like that routinely, because that was great. And I understand why I think Dwayne and Marlo do what they do. I think they're trying to get KPFT more integrated into the community, so they have these different people come on from these different groups, which are community-related, and that's fine. That's great. But let's have the kind of show you did yesterday. That's all.
Did you know that, I'm sorry, but you know the program council we were talking about? We were talking about? You should think about joining that too, because that's where you should from the community join us.
No. This lady would be a much better person.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not supposed to
know. No, it's just I would like to do that, but I have some personal issues right now that are really keeping me tied up. So I don't want to commit to something that I won't be able to.
Okay.
This lady, she's actually both of
these. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I've never met you before, have I?
Oh, yes.
Serious?
Voices at work. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Nancy Saibara Noritomi.
Oh. That was funny. I have so many things, and then I'm thinking, oh, they're all so dark, and well, the one thing we need, and this is a very serious thing, we can try to squeeze out more money from our listeners, try to wiggle and get some more out of them, but I don't like that. What we need is more membership. That's what we need. We need to find a way to tell people we exist, because we do have good shows, and they can be improved, but we have some good shows. We just don't have enough people that know about us. Okay, so one thing good is the program guide is back on the table, and we are going to work on it in outreach. And we've already got the permission of the county libraries, that's 24, and the city libraries is 39, so that's quite a few libraries. And they'll distribute it for us. I only have to take it one time, and they'll pass it up. How nice. And then look at the map of Texas and go to this library. Pasadena said they'll do it. Galena Park, Deer Park, maybe we go to Midland, maybe we go to Dallas, maybe we go all over south of the Mason-Dixon line, make us really famous. Okay, so anyway, there's one thing. There's something good. We need membership. Something very troubling. I was wondering whether to say this or not, but the last finance committee meeting at KPFT, I asked Bill Crozier, why did he hire Dwayne Bradley and give him a job and health insurance for his wife? And Bill's answer was, well, he's consultant for Pacifica in development. And I had never heard of such a position. And I just have the question, is this cronyism? We certainly cannot afford it. And I say we as Pacifica, we're in the red. Last night's Pacifica Finance Committee meeting, we heard it, $850,000 in the red in central service fees. That pays the lawyers, it pays for lawsuits, which is a real big money killer, always has been. It's usually our own people suing Pacifica. frivolous lawsuits, and they eat up money. So two lawsuits still going on that I know of. I'm not supposed to speak about them, but the Empire State Building wants their $50,000 a month and tennis space rent. And we're behind on that, so they're suing. And there's something stupid going on in New York. It's really terrible. I don't know. We're just a contentious bunch. We're always going to have these stupid lawsuits unless we think of some way to live without going and saying, I sue. All right. About the program council, I wish you would just set a date and then have everybody come who's interested in the program council and improving programming. You know, not just delay another month and another month until you have your five staff and five listeners and five LSPs. It may never happen, okay? So just work with what you've got.
No.
Hey, what you doing?
No, I'm trying to make it stop.
Oh,
make
it
Thank you. I didn't hear what's going on. Who's timing this?
I'm timing it.
Okay, I think I went over.
No, you didn't.
Okay. All right, so, and then I was told I made a mistake the last time I talked about 90,000 check, you know, and it was not. It was the person got paid 60,000 and then got paid 30,000 more, so altogether got paid 90,000. It should not have been. That is 30,000 overpayment. And if Adriana had not found it, that paid staff may not have come forward, and then we would never get it settled. But it got settled. So I'm going to say there are forces to try to get rid of Adriana Casanave from the PNB board. And because of her, we found other really troubling things financially. And we never found things like that before. We never had a board member who became a PNB member with unfettered rights to look at the financial documents that would actually do it. Nobody in so many years we've had boards. She was the first one. So, program council, yes, we need outreach. We need to get the listeners involved. You know, if you have a lobby where you can, you don't mind putting our program guides on your lobby so your patients or your whatever can see it, you know. And we need to get the listeners. Maybe flyer brigades. Put a recorder flyer, maybe about a town hall meeting event on it. Just let them know, see the word kpmt.org. Otherwise, they're not going to know that we exist. And we'll go another 47 years, and nobody still, I never heard of KPFT. The bus driver, he saw my poster for the Amy Goodman fundraiser, and he said, what's that say? And I explained it. Oh, I watch her on Link TV. Or you can also get her on the other channel. Oh, she's an investigative reporter, long gray hair, about 59, 60 or so. He knew this black middle-aged bus driver. And I said, well, she's on KPFT live, 7 a.m. He said, what's that? What's KPFT? And so I said, well, it's a radio station right here in your city. He didn't know. So very surprised. So we have to work on, if you have ideas of outreach, come to the outreach committee meeting. One minute. Okay. So we need outreach, and we need to get our program guide out, if even in hard copies of libraries, and let's go to all the libraries in Texas, you know. Any other idea? I was thinking of business cards in different languages, and the people will come. I'm going to Germany. Let me buy these many business cards, and on the plane I'll give them out, or at the hotel, or at the airport, so we can become more international, because I know there are people out there that might find some of our programming interesting, because I met some of them, and I was really surprised. Why are you listening in Spain to KPFT? She said, oh, I want to know what's going on in Houston. It sounds like a very exciting city. So she was listening to Nuestra Palabra, Tuesday night show in Spain. And we have a lot of people listening to the prison show all over the world. Oh, thank you. I'm finished. Thank you.
Pat Hartwell.
I'm delivering something, so I don't have to walk for this. I want to appreciate the board for the vote they just took. It is not up to the board to micromanage the manager. it is up to the manager to manage the station. And I appreciate what y'all are doing. You either have confidence in the manager and you keep him and you support him, or you don't have confidence in him, and but you don't try to undermine him by votes in, at the board. I've never seen a board that would vote on micromanaging. Whether I agree with Open Journal or not, that's not up to me. It's up to OBDK to run his business, and it is right now his business. And he has been more than open to any suggestion. His door is always open. Another thing I want to say is KPFT is made up of many diverse people, and all of us have something to contribute, and all of us should be applauded for trying to contribute. The outreach committee is a very important committee. Even though we may not agree with how they started, what they're doing, et cetera, then get your rear ends up there and do something. And another thing I want to say, this coming fundraiser, I'm sure that everyone stopped by the lobby and signed up, but I only saw two names this afternoon when I signed up. So I can only assume that y'all are just going to show up, hope this, the programs are covered, because it has been publicized that everyone was supposed to sign up. You can't assume anything in life. These people that run these programs expect X number of people on that list so they can make, that they know what they're doing. You know, whether they need to call in their mother-in-law or a friend or whatever, because no one has signed up. Ted, I gave you respect, Ted, while y'all were... The other thing I want to say is there's an old saying by the old people when I was young, and I'm old now. You can shave a tiger, but he still has stripes. In other words, you show your true colors when adversity. I want to know what the board has done over this last month for the Nazi salute. I want to know what action y'all have taken among yourselves and are ready to make public for this overt racist salute that one of your board members gave. If this is what we want KPFT to be known as publicly, I can make sure of that. If that's what we want KPFT to know, y'all let a board member get away with calling a black man a boy. And y'all just kind of swept it under the rug. I wasn't there that night. Had I been there that night, it wouldn't have been swept under the rug. This Nazi salute's not going to be swept under the rug. I expect this board to take some sort of action. Some sort of sensitivity classes, some sort of cultural classes. But then it's not acceptable at KPFT to do overtly racist actions on any account, whether they be sexist, whether they be racist, whether they be bullying. And I've said before, y'all need to go back and read the original mission statement. And I don't think in that mission statement it said, y'all can do anything you want to because you get angry. If you feel that way, think of that tiger. Once you shave him, he's still got those stripes. So that tells me when someone gives a Nazi salute and someone calls a black man a boy, that tells me what their real stripes are. And I don't want to be my name to be associated with someone that does that. I don't want my name to be associated with a board that puts up with that. I have a Facebook page that goes worldwide. When I talk on my Facebook page, people listen. I don't want it known to our supporters in Germany that we allow, Ted, that we allow Nazi salutes at our board meetings and our board members. Oh, well, he didn't mean it. Oh, well, he was just angry. Oh, well, that lady said something that upset him. I don't care. So I expect by next month that we are going to be informed as to what action y'all took against this overtly racist, unnecessary Nazi salute. I don't care if you saw it or not, it happened. Enough of you saw it. And enough of every one of you know about it. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Sheep, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do have about 11 more minutes.
I just want to add one more footnote. I listen to the radio, and I never have to talk about the social media because I'm on.
What is she referring to?
You wish somebody to speak for up to 7.5 minutes.
You can speak.
No. Somebody said that you said that nobody was responding from any questions to social media, and I've never even heard him talk about social media on the radio.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I am about to pass around a sheet of paper that requests you to sign up for the fund drive right now.
Mr. Chair, I think there's another speaker. Did Kathleen sign up?
No.
Did you sign up?
No, I didn't.
I'm passing around a sheet of paper asking people, I'll call on you in a moment, Robert. And I'm asking you because I don't think any of the times are already full up, far from it. So what we would like you to do is starting at, is it 7 o'clock in the morning? Starting tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And it's 3-hour shifts, is that right? Is that what we would like people to provide?
Yes.
So it would be from 7 to 10, from 10 to 1, and so on. So try to just maybe, Joseph, would you put those times at the top so people will know what they are? And is that true also on Saturdays and Sundays? 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.? Or 10 p.m.
I thought we signed up on the sheet.
Point of information is the fund drive goes on 24/7 for 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. We don't man the funds.
That's supposed to be a question.
No, we don't. We typically do not staff the phones after a certain time at the of night, and I don't know what that is.
The last time I was a programmer. On Sunday nights, they stopped manning the phones at 11 p.m. I'm not sure. I would just say 2, 8, or 9. We'll work as long as you can stay. If you can sign up,
let's say
9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9. And if you wish to stay later, and if the phones are busy, certainly. Who handed me this note about?
Just this one.
Okay. Robert had his hand up first.
Yeah, I just wanted to, as a point of privilege for the good of the body, the speaker earlier referenced that she can't talk about litigation involving Pacifica. Litigation is a public record. Y'all are free to talk about it all you want. There are things concerning the litigation that the members of this body and the PNB cannot talk about because it was done in open or in executive session, and it probably was about discussing strategy or settlement or something like that. But if you're aware of litigation, you are free to talk about it during public summons.
Okay, can we go back to where we were on the agenda? Bill.
Usually these people starting at 5 a.m. every day.
I'm sorry?
Usually these people starting at 5 a.m. every day. So.
Is the public comment not over until 8:30? I'd like to say one brief statement.
If you wish to speak, you've got 7.5 minutes or till 8:30.
I just want to say one thing. Made a good point about the behavior, poor behavior in the LSV. And I would like to note for the record that the person who used the boy term towards the chair was in fact suspended for several meetings and required to take sensitivity training. We have in the past taken proper corrective action against that. I can't of course speak to the current, but the previous board did take action on that issue. Thank you.
Thanks. Can I make a comment real quick?
No. We're in public comment and the board is not given with that prerogative. We have Seven more minutes. Would you like to?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about the fund drive. There was an email that came out that said that there were going to be preemptions, and so I was wondering, like,
that will become come up during the general manager's report, which I hope we will get to tonight. Okay. Okay. Thank you. You back up here? We're in the middle of a debate on the. There was a motion about standing behind OPDK.
I'll note the end of the public comment and then change it.
Sure. Are we debating the substitute motion? Is that where we're at?
Where are we now?
Yeah, well,
I thought we were about to vote on it.
Do you want to debate Adriana's substitute motion?
Motion.
Oh, thank you. Okay, here's the motion. The KPFT LSB supports the interim general manager of BDK Kamu and all of his decisions about programming.
Programming.
About programming. That is the amendment, the motion amendment. Do we want a discussion, or do you all want to go to a vote? Seeing no hands for discussion, all of those in favor, please raise your hand. 12. All of those opposed, please raise your hand. 1.
Why not to join that experience? Do you double power?
Oh, no.
The next item on our agenda is the fund drive motion coming from our treasurer. Nick, would you please join us in whatever way? If you want to stay seated, you can pull up a chair to that table or wherever you want to reasonably. Do you want to read the motion?
I can read the motion if you'd like me to.
That's the healthiest way for us to vote on it. Now, I would urge you all to read along, and this comes from a committee,
this comes
correct?
From the Finance Committee.
So it does not require a second.
Fund drive motion. The local station board of KPFT hereby moves the following. Number one, the KPFT local station board affirms that the KPFT general manager should develop a fund drive schedule with pledge revenue goals for each fund drive aligned with the annual KPFT listener support budget. Number two, the KPFT local station board recommends that a fund drive committee be formed by the general manager 60 days or more before each regular fund drive to organize and lead, to organize and leading each fund drive. The fund drive committee should include at least 5 individuals with an appointed chairperson. Such committee may consist of KPFT staff, KPFT local station board members, or volunteers. Responsibilities of the fund drive committee will be to, 1, establish general pitch and promotion guidelines, including selecting appropriate premium items and providing on-air staff with appropriate and consistent pitching points. 2, meet with individual programmers in person by telephone or email to plan a pitch and promotion strategy specific to each show. 3, work with the development staff to solicit and schedule challenge funds, as well as donations from third parties that may be offered as premium items. 4, schedule on-air pitch assistance, as well as volunteer phone staff to support and staff the drive. 5,
provide necessary training to KPFT staff, volunteers, and others assisting with the fund drive. The chairperson of the committee will furnish to the KPFT general manager, the executive director, and the KPFT local station board a written summary of the fund drive results within 10 days after the conclusion of the fund drive. Such reports shall include the following. 1. The fund drive goal and final results. 2. The total pledges received, average pledge amount, and the number of pledges received for each KPFT program. 3. Identification of KPFT staff whom, in the committee's opinion, demonstrated exemplary support and diligence with the pledge drive. 4. A list of local station board members volunteering for at least one phone shift during the drive or otherwise contributing or to the planning or execution of the fund drive. 5. The KPFT local station board recommends that the KPFT general manager work with the KPFT technology and development staff to 1. Enable credit card pledge transactions and member database system, aka MEMSIS, updates for pledges received between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. on weekdays and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays during the fund drive to be entered immediately as pledges are received, and 2. To facilitate a process for thank you gifts to be processed and mailed directly from Pledge Central whenever possible after credit card transactions are approved. 6. Each LSB member will be expected to participate in the planning and execution of each fund drive. The LSB will task the secretary with compiling a list of LSB members not participating in each fund drive. 7. The local station board recommends to the general manager that a 1- or 2-day fund drive be scheduled in late December to encourage and take advantage of late tax-deductible year-end giving. As respects points 1 and 2 above, a late December fund drive of 1 or 2 days in durations or less shall not be considered a regular fund drive.
Thank you very much. Let me point out to you all that I heard some groans. A technique you can use to not throw out the baby with the bathwater is that if there are certain sections of this that you won't want voted on separately, so if you accept certain portions of this but not others, you can move, and any single individual can move out any particular item in here that they wish to be voted on separately. Okay. Alexandra.
I think 6 is just too much. It's like you're just number 6 is just, I think it's too much bossing us around.
Do you wish to separate that out and vote on it separately?
I do.
Okay, so be it. Adriana.
And I ask you to take in a total number 4 too.
So done. Okay. So, yes.
Can I call for the previous question on the rest of it?
Huh?
Can I call for the previous question on the rest of it then?
Yes, if you get a second. Hey, wait, let me just close. Are there any questions on all of the items on the document other than the two items that have been separated out?
What was the other one?
Numbers 4 and 6 on the second page. Starting with the word a list on number 4 and each LSB on number 6.
There was a previous question on our second page.
Lars?
Second.
Any single individual can vote out, and you're moving the previous question, and you're seconding it, is that it?
On everything but those two issues that are separated.
Is there anybody who wants to, we don't have to vote on a motion to close debate if there's no debate. Is there any debate on the other items? Okay. Then,
where is this information found?
It's in today's agenda.
Okay. Is it the group's prerogative to vote on all of the items except those two and to adopt that, and then we will come back and deal with the numbers 4 and 6? Okay.
Point of information.
What is your point? What is your question?
Is this going to be incorporated in the special rules or bylaws?
Right now it is just a motion. It can, at some point in time, be perhaps brought forth by the governance committee.
I mean, since we already called previous question, we shouldn't even be asking allowing me to talk. But
no,
I think
no
this
buts,
whole thing is for
no
the
buts.
General manager.
I'm
this
sorry?
Is, this is directive for the general manager.
Okay. Actually, we did not close the debate. But if there's no further discussion, Robert?
Request for information.
Yes, sir.
On the second page of this, I got two number fours. Which one is the one we want to vote on separately?
Right at the top of the page, it's about the fourth line down.
No.
Schedule
no.
On there.
No.
No, it's the second
no.
Four.
It's such report shall include the following. And there is number four and number six.
I'm just number four that I am referring to is a list of local station board members volunteering.
Right.
Yes.
And the number six that I'm referring to says each LSB member will be expected to participate. Those are the two that we are pulling out. Excuse me for not having it on the page the same way you do. All right, Susie.
I just want to say that this is very wordy and brought to us all of a sudden. And unless it was emailed to us and I didn't see it in my 10,000 emails that I had waiting. And it seems like it's micromanaging the general manager and asking him to do too much.
Your comments are taken. I guess we do need a motion to. I will entertain a motion to close debate.
I mean, isn't that what the previous question is?
Well, I didn't think we had any more debate, but I was wrong.
I see.
Okay, so do you wish to? I'm going to assume that we have a motion and a second to close debate on this item. It takes a two-thirds vote. All those in favor, please raise your hands. I'm closing the debate. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Now we will vote on the motion with the exceptions of the previously announced four and six. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion passes. Now, item number four. With the maker of the motion, Nick, would you please speak, if you wish, to this
item number four.
A list of local station board members volunteering for at least one phone shift during the drive or otherwise contributing to the planning or execution of the fund drive. Would you please speak to that?
Absolutely. I'll only say that if I can try to get the consensus of the committee, speak to the committee. I think that the committee's thoughts were that the fund drive needs to be an all-in, all-hands, everybody working together type of thing, and that there's a perception in the public that the listener station board does not participate or help with the fund drives, and so we're trying to help with that perception and get everybody working together.
Okay, is there a speaker against this part of the
block? I just don't like lists. I just don't like listing people for bad behavior. Shit happens. We all have lives, and I just don't want to list too much. That's it. That's my only.
Is there another speaker in favor of number four? KC.
I'm not in favor of a question.
You're not in favor.
I haven't made up my mind.
Okay.
My question is, what is this list? What is done with the list?
Okay, let me speak to this just briefly, and that is to say that regardless of what is passed here, our bylaws have specific reasons for removal of members from this body, and I do not think that this in any way would lead towards someone being removed. In other words, it has no teeth, but it's kind of encouraging perhaps in an overt way. Adriana.
I agree totally with Sandra, because, first of all, we are totally volunteers here. Some of us have so many committees, nationally, locally, and so many things that we do. And some of us, what we do, you know, is just when we don't have the time. Sometimes we do. When we don't have the time, we put the money that some other people don't put. And I think that it's shameful that we are trying to put a list of shame, because I believe that most LSP members do the best that they can. And this is, you know, we are being called names when we hold employees accountable and not somebody wants to, I mean, pay some kind, doesn't have any teeth. You cannot do anything about it. What more than shame is this?
So let me ask the body. I have not asked Elaine or anyone else to be a timekeeper tonight. I do know you're allowed to speak two times to each motion, but what is the, I don't recall what the standing rule is on the longest time.
90 seconds.
How much?
90 seconds.
90 seconds, 2 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to ask, and what I'm doing is I'm asking for pro and con. Okay, now we just had two people speak against this. We had one question about it. Do we have a speaker in favor of this motion? Robert.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a list of shame here. I'm seeing a recognition of the people who are actively working on the fund drive. Since this is a motion regarding the fund drive, it seems only natural that they would report the activities with respect to the fund drive by our board. It doesn't necessarily put people to shame. However, I would suggest that instead of a list of local station board, it be a recognition of local station board members volunteering, and I so move.
Second.
Yes. Is that an amendment?
Yes.
Would you please put your amendment
in? Second. I said second, sorry.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded. We have an amendment, and that would be that we delete some words and add others. Is that what you are suggesting?
Yeah, I'm eliminating one word and replacing it with another.
What is the one word you're eliminating?
List.
A list instead, and what do you want to replace it with?
A recognition.
What's going to be done with this? Like, what are we talking? Are we talking about published on the website? Are we talking about read online? Are we talking about a flyer sent out? Like, what's the physical manifestation of this list or recognition?
Okay, well, I'm going to turn to the maker of the amendment so you can respond to that question. I'm prescient, but I really
don't know the answer. If you look up at 5, and I can see why you're not in a position to do this, what it says is that the chairperson of the committee will furnish to the KPFT general manager, the executive director, and the KPFT local station board a written summary of the fund drive results within 10 days after the conclusion of the fund drive. Such report shall include the following.
Got it.
So it will be a part of that report.
Thank you.
Okay. Honey. Do you want to order? I'm sorry.
Yeah, PK was
there. Is there a point of order in here?
What's your point of order?
I think Robert's thought, which I'm not criticizing, but it's stated elsewhere in here that people that do the work are going to get complimented.
Okay.
So isn't what he's saying redundant to the total content of the paper?
I will not rule on that one way and the other. Does the do you wish to have the body rule on your point of order? I don't know. I'll let it go. PK.
Okay. I don't know whether I'm for or against by what I say, but I do think that something Adriana said and what has been said is that a lot of us do a lot of different things, and we have different gifts and we have different talents. And that as a board member, maybe in the next election, one of the things is, what's your talent? What do you bring to the board? And what are you willing to do? Because, like, I don't have money, but I have people currency, and that's a value. So, as was said in the public comments, you know, membership would actually handle some of the issues that we have in money. You know, we're really pushing to get new members. You know, that's part of the strategy that's going to have to be with both programmers, the staff, and the LSB, finding what we do best, working on those particular issues, and getting it done. I don't think we need necessarily a four that says that. I think that that is supposed to be what we do as a board. But I get why it's there, and so I don't have a problem with it being there. But it kind of, you know, sets people's teeth on edge sometimes that I'm doing a lot and now I want more. Or you think I'm not doing anything if I don't volunteer for events or whatever. I just think we should roll up our sleeves and figure out what it is that we're going to do as board members, make those intentions known so that we don't have to guess about what people are doing, and in doing so, get rid of this kind of, I have to disagree, it is kind of shaming sometimes for people, because I'm in these committee meetings and in these, you know, at KPFT, and I hear people doing that to one another. We're all hard workers, and I don't think anybody, at least I hope you didn't, get on this board just to vote for some what somebody else says, but to actually get on this board, volunteer to make a difference at KPFT.
Okay. Is this your second time to speak on the amendment, Heidi?
Well, I was going to speak towards this amendment.
That's all we're talking about right now is the amendment.
Yeah, so it's my first time to talk towards this amendment.
Okay, please.
90 seconds. Sure. It would just simply be that I'm always in favor of recognizing good work in any way possible. If that's what the amendment intention is, which I think it is, I'm for that amendment. The idea of calling people out for not being at your event because you're in charge of that event, that's heinous to me. Because there's so much going on here, and we're all overcommitted. If we really want to recognize good works, let's recognize all the good works. There's so much going on, it's crazy. And as the convener of the development committee, I would say to you, it's really bad to say that we must all focus all of our attention on this one thing, or else we're going to get voted off of the island here. Because there's so many other ways for money to be made, and the time to be spent towards that endeavor. So this is a great endeavor. It's extremely important. We all should participate, but we all do participate in a lot of other things, in other ways to bring in funding. So let's praise good works with this amendment. That's great. And in the future, let's praise other good works from the other ways that we all contribute.
Okay. Casey, have you spoken before on this amendment?
I asked my question, but no.
Okay.
I agree with what you just said, Jaime, and I want to extend it to just say that I think we need to be aware as a board of taking actions that could be biased against people who are young or people who are working or people who have families because we're trying to be as inclusive as possible, and so the idea of shaming people for not contributing in a very specific way could be exclusive to people who are not working or don't have other responsibilities.
I get a sense that this body's going to vote unanimously one way or another on this. So let's say we can go to a vote on the amendment. It would read, number four, a recognition of local station board members volunteering for at least one shift during the drive or otherwise contributing to the planning or execution of the fund drive. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The motion passes. We now go to number six. The item reads, each LSB member will be expected to participate in the planning and execution of each fund drive. The LSB will task the secretary with compiling a list of LSB members not participating in each fund drive. Would the maker of the motion please speak to it? Nick, or if you do not wish to, you don't have to. You passed. Is there a speaker against number six? Okay, Jerry.
Well, I would say basically talk
that number four we talked about, shame, that was like a sort of mild shame for previous not being praised or appreciated. But number six is very specifically a list of those who don't participate. And so that is extremely shame-inducing. And so I encourage everybody to vote against that based on the, if nothing else, the logic of why we all voted for number four. Number four is amended by Mr. Marks.
I move to that we eliminate number six totally.
Well, we'll vote it down if that's the way to do it. Is there? Is everyone ready to vote on number six?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor of... is there someone who would like to make a motion to move the previous question on number six? Okay, is there all those in favor of moving the previous question, which means closing debate on number six, please raise your hands. All those opposed, please raise your hands. Motion passes. We are now voting on number six. I'm not going to read it again. All those, I'm going to ask for a voice vote. All those in favor of number six, please say aye. All those opposed, say no.
No.
All those fails. We are now on to... yes, sir.
I'd like to move that we reconsider a portion of our previous vote and that we renumber number seven, number six.
Yes.
So done.
All those in favor?
No, it's done. Okay, Elaine, would you please come up here? I have a motion regarding public service announcements, or whatever you call them. I move that the announcement of LSB committee meetings X number of times and X number of days before said committee meetings and the motion to use the technique of filling blanks to determine X. In other words, I don't know how...
He wants us to figure out how many days that we need to tell people about committee meetings.
Okay. I don't know if there's a second to this.
So there was a motion made and a second to encourage announcements of LSB meetings?
Yes.
I don't know. Is there a second?
What is
the...
There's
a second.
You say X. S, what does that mean? X.
The number H right after the section we just finished.
No, I understand, but what do you mean with X?
X means we're going to fill in a number.
Mm-hmm. It's a
variable. Two, three, one, whatever they can get.
So, I don't know, is there a second?
My question is,
do we have a second before we start the discussion?
Yes.
Second.
May I speak to my motion?
No, speak to mine.
Okay. First, KBFTX does not do all that we would love it for it to do. The community does not know about our committee meetings. We, I'm not even sure that the station is following the rules in terms of announcing these meetings, but frankly, I believe committee meetings are more important than board meetings, but both should be announced so that we can grow these committees. We've been operating for about 16 years with our hands tied behind our backs. This will give the community announcements over the air that our various committees are meeting. It may be just one day. I don't know what you're going to put into X. I would hope it would be 3 times 3 days, but something so we can build this organization, and I hope you'll support this.
Can I
make a
family?
Okay. Remind me, you had his hand up before we did that. No, are we doing speaking in favor and against? Because I'd like to speak in favor of it, but do I need to go against first? Okay. I would say I'm generally in favor of publicity. So put it out there, get everybody to know that we have meetings that's for the community. Simple as that.
Okay, do we have anyone against it?
I want to say something about the issue, may I? I think that she asked for somebody else.
Well, the one who has somebody against.
Are you against it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, right here. Let me do that and I'll get right back to you.
I can talk?
Uh-huh.
as a tech guru. As a tech guru, it drives me nuts when we have to step backwards. First of all committee meetings are already listed on our website, and they are announced on Oakland Journal every day. Why do we need to add something else? Because somebody can't find it? I'm just asking. When I came to this board and when you guys told me what to do, you told me where to go look for the meetings. That's what I do. When I became outreach chair, you told me what to do to list all of my meetings. Every outreach committee meeting was listed in February for the entire year. It shows up on the website every month. It shows up on the Pacifica website every month. It's announced every day at Open Journal. People, you keep talking about the public perception. You want to know what my public perception is as a PR director? Y'all got to come into the 21st century.
Yes.
You have to come into the 21st century. That's it.
Thank you. Adriana? I have in front of me, and I don't know how many of you know about this, but the old ones here know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting sent us, when I say us, I say the Pacifica Foundation, a report in September, dated September 21st, 2012. And one of the complaints was exactly this issue that he said, because it had to do with the CPB obligation that we have. And the answer from the Pacifica Foundation is here in front of me, because we answer all the points that the Corporation for Public, and one of them say exactly that. Each station will be required to announce Pacifica National Board, PMB, local station board, and other committee meetings at least 7 days in advance, both on air and on the station website. Documentation will be maintained of a recorded copy of the on-air announcement with the time and date and the copy of the web announcement. Yeah? This is nothing new. We don't need to reinvent. What we need to be sure is that we are complying what we are supposed to do. We don't need to keep inventing new.
We're not doing it.
Thank you,
we are not doing it.
That's
we're not
problem.
Doing it.
Thank you, Adrian.
Okay, similar to my last question, the motion is unclear to me about encouraging the announcement. It doesn't say how, and so I'm wondering if we can make it a little more specific on air, on Twitter, on Facebook. How should the announcement be given? And maybe that specificity could make the motion more powerful and
Perhaps it's because of the way I wrote this motion, but it says HPSAs. That's what's being overlooked. PSAs means announcements on the air. That is consistent with what the CPB wants us to do. The CPB item that we just referenced doesn't specifically state the number of times or number of days other than 7 days. So really, Adriana is right about most of this, but to make it one package, it would be to encourage management to follow the CPB ruling, I guess. And we just have to decide if it's gonna be one time, two times, three times, and how many days. And of course it says at least 7 days in advance, so we could do one 7 days in advance, which would fulfill it, and then do one 3 days in advance and one the day of the meeting, and that would go above and beyond the minimum standard, which I think we should do. We have found that our committees are mostly made up of us, and as has been stated in another context tonight, The people on this body are overworked. We need to have our members involved in participating in this organization.
Anybody else?
Tracy? Well, in that case, I think that they shouldn't always be announced at the same time on the same show, because if we want to include as many people as possible, some people are not listening at that time.
I get that.
We're spending so much time on those little trivial details that, frankly, a program council should be dealing with. We don't have time to do all this on every little thing. And we already have, as you say, there's already procedures in the bylaws. Just follow the procedures we got. And also, if you're requiring PSA, somebody's got to record the PSA. That does take some time. So who's going to do that? It's some extra work. Somebody has to do it. So I'm opposed to the motion. I don't think we need it.
Are we ready to vote?
I think we should vote on it in two parts. One, we should vote to see if it, in general, if it passes, and then we'll vote on the number of times and dates.
If it passes.
Yeah. Okay.
All of those in favor?
Point of question? So the CPB is that the federal government basically, the CPB is requiring us to do PSAs and we're not doing this.
Yes.
So isn't this all moot? There's not even anything for us to vote on. Like, it has to happen, it's just not happening. So us voting on saying it has to happen is redundant and moot. So can we just remove it from even discussion?
The number of times and number of days that they don't address.
I'm sorry, but I think that I don't have everything with me. But I'm almost sure that we have some kind of guidelines that need to be repeated different times of the day, and I think that is part of the CPB too.
It's reasonable to the board to give the days and the time, but it's the same thing. We need to read
what the CPB is telling us, what the Pacifica Foundation policies are, and that's it.
Right, but why don't, can you get that and give that information to OBDK?
I think that it's not, we are not supposed to be legislated in something that already is there.
You're not legislating, you're sharing information. We're asking you to share information.
Hey, Adrian, will you just give the info to him after the meeting? Just give it, there you go. We're good.
I'm going to withdraw my motion and second if OBDK says that this is what they say it is, and it's just for fun. We'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, are we ever going to go back to the agenda we skipped?
Yes. Yes, we have 1 hour. I'm going to withdraw my motion regarding I'm going to pull that. I hope you'll do it, but I'm not going to make a motion out of J.